1340 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Douglas Dan's team is out at halftime here. Huron Tigers lead 27-7. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Wild game going on just down I-90. Mitchell and Spearfish are tied at 28 early in the fourth quarter. Brandon Valley leads Pier 27-7 late in the first half. That's a AAA AA matchup. Halftime, Aberdeen leads Watertown 14-13. Halftime, T Area 12, Sturgis 7. Yankton leading Brookings late in the first half 34-0. That's our AA scores. See if we can find some scores from around the area. Halftime, DeSmit 42, Arlington 0. See if I got anything else here I can pass along real quickly. Warner leads Hamlin 22-7. That's a pair of top two teams from different divisions. Coleman Egan leads Iroquois Lake Preston 14-0 at halftime. Platte Geddes leads Woolsey Wessington 14-0 at halftime. Our game over on KOKK. Elk Point Jefferson and Miller Highmore Herald 35-3 late in the first half. Elk Point Jefferson leading. Parker leads Redfield 15-0 late in the first half. Woonsocket Wessington Springs Sanborn Central leads Mobridge 18-0 at halftime. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, halftime here, it's 27-7. Here on leading Douglas, we'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Come back with stats, scoring, and more. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Eating, are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connect. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial color, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And again, back here in Box Elder, Huron leading Douglas 27-7 at halftime. Here's the scoring. Huron opened up the scoring not quite 3 minutes into the game after holding Douglas to a three and out. Huron got the ball in great field position, and they ran a trick play, a jet sweep to Gavin Moding, who pitched it to C.J. Gainey, and Gainey threw it across the field to quarterback Colton McNeil, who was wide open for an easy touchdown. Nick Kleinsasser added the extra point. Huron led 7-0. Huron had a couple more possessions deep in Douglas territory but failed to score. Douglas got one back on a long pass late in the first quarter, a 78-yard touchdown pass from Aiden Russell to Marcus Woods. It was on that far sideline, and And we had our defensive back kind of jumped it, thought they could tip it away, and when he missed it, there was nobody between Woods and the end zone. Took it in for the score. Stephen Coper added the extra point. We were tied at 7 at halftime. But then here on 3 touchdowns in the second quarter, early in the second quarter, and I missed this one due to technical difficulties. I apologize for that, and I have no idea why the Cookie Monster was coming out there in the early part of the second quarter, but a 76-yard touchdown run for Cashin Caudill. Kleinsasser added the extra point kick, 14-7. Then Huron added a 2-yard run. I believe that was off the second interception of the first half by Gaddon Moding on a third and goal. Colt McNeil took it in from 2 yards out, and then Huron scored again late in the first half, a 32-yard touchdown run from McNeil to Moding, and Kleinsasser added the extra point, and we're at 27-7 here at halftime. Huron will get the ball to start the second half. Running the ball, Huron very efficient, 183 yards on the ground in the first half, 76 through the air. Again, Huron had a lot of short fields. Colt McNeil, 3 carries, 24 yards. Cashin Caudill, 12 carries for 143 yards, well over 10 yards a carry. Gavin Moding, 2 carries for 16 yards. Passing the ball, C.J. Ganey, 1 for 1, 20 yards and a touchdown. And Colt McNeil went 6 of 10 for 76 yards and a touchdown, and he also scored one as well. 7 first downs in the first half for Huron. For Douglas, 22. Check that. Minus 22 yards rushing in the first half. Huron shut down the run game completely. Taylen Rice, 1 carry for minus 15. Coper had 6 carries for minus 11. Kaysen Tibbetts had 3 carries for 10 yards. Aiden Russell, 2 carries for minus 6. That's minus 22, and that does not count the sack yardage, which usually goes into the rushing yardage. Huron had 4 sacks for 21 yards total. And 3 first downs in the first half for Douglas. Douglas was 5 of 10 passing for 129 yards. Basically, I came on the 78-yard touchdown on the tip pass, and then the fake punt that got him 37 yards late in the first half. And those are the totals here at the halftime, with Huron leading Douglas 27-7. So the Tigers not the start officially they wanted, but that second quarter sure took care of business as they break open the lead here, 27-7. Oh, I didn't even notice they have the D burning in the end zone to my right. I think that's to the west. So it is homecoming in for the Douglas Patriots. So the burning of the D there to my right. And Douglas out now here on Tigers returning to the field as well. We'll probably add another 3 minutes to the clock, and then we'll be ready to go at the second half. Here on 27, Douglas 7. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Back with our second half kickoff on Dakota Sports.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. New name, same great service.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And again, we are back here in Box Elder getting set to go here with the second half. Guess I forgot to do the time of possession, but it looks like it's just about a dead heat even, right around 12 minutes each. In fact, it's 1 second off. I have Douglas 12 minutes and 1 second, and Huron 11 minutes 59 seconds for time of possession in the first half. Huron will get the second half kickoff. As they lead 27-7, look to get more. Great defensive effort. Douglas has not been able to run the ball at all. Their negative yardage running the ball. They've hit on a couple of nice pass plays, and that's been the extent of their offense here tonight. So here on in their kick return formation. Douglas still huddled up there. Now they looks like the official starting to get a little impatient as Coper will kick the ball away, and looks like it's Ganey back deep to receive, along with Bubba Peterson. They're kicking from the right hash, and I noticed they kind of switched who was placed where. So ready to go at the second half as Coper will tee it up here on leading 27-7. In the grass field here, one of two times that Huron will play on grass here during the regular season. The other is next week out at Pier. And the kick end over end coming to the near side, fielded by a short man at the 25. That's Hayden Sherson up the middle, all the way up to the 44. He caught it on the fly. He didn't hesitate. He ran up and got a nice return on the play and decent field position for Huron, as they will have it at their own 44-yard line to start the second half. Huron's been able to run ball. In fact, more rushing yardage than passing yardage tonight. And first and 10 from the 44, almost right directly in front of me. I'm on the 46-yard line up here in the press box. Shotgun, first and 10 for Colton McNeil. And he'll keep it himself, turn the corner, 45, trying to get a block, but a nice open field tackle. That'll keep it for no gain, as coming out there, making the stop for Douglas was Jason Fisher. Colton tried to use his quickness there, but Fisher didn't bite on it. No gain on the play. It'll be second and 10 from the 44-yard line for Huron. McNeil looking for the signal from Coach Strand there. He didn't run over all the way over to the sideline like he does sometimes, but I guess the ball is on the hash near to me and furthest away from the Tiger team bench. Second and 10. And up the middle goes Cottell. Breaks a tackle. He's got the 50. Makes a nice juke move. 40. Still on his feet. To the 30. To the 20. Down the sideline. He'll trot out of bounds at about the 15. Another big run for Cashin Cottell. They'll put him down right at the 15-yard line. 35, that'll be a 41-yard carry for Cashton Cottell. And a first down for Huron, and in business at the Douglas 15-yard line. We're just underway in the second half. A big run for Cashton Cottell. He's had a big night running the ball. First and 10 from the 15. And again, Cottell, why not? Jukes another guy up the middle, and he'll get brought down at around the 10-yard line, maybe the 9. And again, he's seems like Cashin's making that first guy miss on most occasions. Gain of 6 on the play. It'll be second and 4 from the 9-yard line for the Huron Tigers. Quickly into scoring position here on the first possession of the second half. Huron up 27-7. Two receivers go left, one right, a wing right on second and four from the 9. And McNeil again with the handoff, or does he keep it himself? He keeps it himself. He'll slide right at the goal line. And he's got the first down, but not the touchdown. It'll be first and goal for Huron at about the 1-yard line. So gain of 8 on the play for McNeil. And again, I really got to be careful now. McNeil and Caudill are really carrying those fakes out very well. And I kind of bit on that one again because, you know, and McNeil's doing what he's supposed to. If he doesn't have the ball, he carries out the fake. And, well, that's helping fake me out. First and goal at the 1 for Huron. Caudill up the middle. Now comes around the corner, and he won't get there. Douglas just stayed with it. Making the tackle over there. It's a kid with 8 for his last number. Tegan Carter, okay. No gain on the play. It'll be second and goal from the 1-yard line. 15th carry of the game for Cash and Caudill. Second and goal from the 1. We're at 9:12 to go, third quarter. Huron looking to extend a 20-point lead here on the first possession of the second half. In the shotgun and going to pass. Now rolling out, still looking, throwing that far sideline. Touchdown, Huron. Nice touch on the pass by McNeil over to Moding, I believe. And Huron goes up 33-7, or is that Bubba Peterson? I think that was actually Bubba Peterson that scored. Again, far corner, and I'm looking through frosted glass. It is a touchdown for Huron, 33-7, with the extra point coming for Kleinsaucer. Nice catch over the shoulder. The kick is up, and it is good, barely. 34-7 here on early third quarter. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Review with Lane Anderson, Farmers Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance. Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwestern Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We are back in Douglas. It was Bubba Peterson that made the catch there from 1 yard out. Perfectly placed by Colton McNeil. Extra point good, 34-7 here on. Again, I apologize, but the frosted glass, I just couldn't make out if it was what the number was there. It was in the end zone furthest away from me. It just goes along with all the fun I've had here tonight in Box Elder. Kleinsaucer kicking off. Nice kick. And will be fielded near the goal line by, nope, he did go into the goal, into the end zone, so it's a touchback, first and 10. So a nice boot by Kleinsaucer, and first and 10 for the Patriots from their own 20-yard line. And they took 2 seconds off the clock. Oh, it should be officially 8:54, but I don't think we're going to mess with it right now. First and 10 from the 20 for the Douglas Patriots. They'll stay in that pistol eye, as I call it. And second man through, there's a hole, turns the corner, got a kick out, and finally drug down from behind. It ended up being a short gain. It looked like it was going to open up better than that. The carry was made by number 6. Jack Coper? Nope, that was Stephen Coper, we're going to say. Gain of 3. It'll be 2nd and 7. Tackle made over there by Olson, among others. 2nd and 7. Stay in that pistol eye. Handoff again up the middle, and a nice ankle tackle trying up the middle by the Tigers. Just a short gain on the play again. Holden Haig on the stop for Huron. Tibbetts will get 2 yards on the play, set up a third and five for Douglas at their own 25-yard line. Inside of 8 minutes to go, third quarter, Huron has extended the lead to 34-7. Third and five, pistol formation. Russell wants to pass, throws over the middle, incomplete. Jumping it was Mason Juergens, played that well from his safety position, fourth down. And we'll see what the decision is here for Douglas. They are changing personnel and will appear to punt the ball away. Moding and Ganey will go back deep to receive for Huron. Huron looks to get the ball back. 7:44 to go, third quarter. Huron up comfortably, 34-7. Snap is there again. Huron, not much pressure, and a nice high end-over-end kick. Ganey will go fair catch and haul it in at about the 43-yard line, and that's where Huron will take over, first and 10 at 7:37 to go here in the third quarter. Huron 34, Douglas 7, in about the same place where they started their last possession. It is at the same place at the 44, just like the first possession of the half. First and 10, Huron at the 44-yard line. Go two receivers right, two left. Shotgun for McNeil with Caudill right beside him. And he wants to pass. Straight drop, going to throw over the middle. There's Bischoff, makes the catch, makes a juke, and he'll be brought down inside the 30, down to the 25 deep post. And McNeil delivered it on the money. First catch of the night for Bischoff. And another first down, 10th first down of the game for Huron. All the way down to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of 31 on the catch to Bischoff. So quickly, Huron back on the Douglas end of the field. First and 10 from the Douglas 25-yard line. Go wing right, two receivers left, one receiver right, shotgun. And going to flip it around the corner to a Colby Hofer. Turns inside. He's got the 10, the 5, and just short of the end zone. We have penalty flags way behind the play. Colby Hofer got it inside the 10. There was a little extracurricular way behind the play. And seeing what time zone this is, I'm sure this is going to go against the team in white. Huron already starting to come back, or this could actually be offsetting. So Hofer took it inside. It looks like he took it down to about the 3. Hofer's getting more time on offense now. He's had battled a shoulder issue, but has been cleared for all play. And Huron is going back there. Talking about this long enough, I'll say that. What they call personal foul on Huron, is that what they called? Well, we're really not sure. Okay, now they are starting to mark off a penalty against Huron from the spot of the foul. If it's from the spot of the foul, I would think that would mean it was after the play. Well, it's a 15-yard penalty on Huron. Seventh penalty, 50 yards, and first and about 15 for Huron. Caudill straight up the middle, tripped up as he passes the 25 down to the 24-yard line. Gain of 8, it'll be second down for Huron. Gets the penalty yardage back, plus 1. It'll be second and 9 from the 24-yard line for Huron. Second down and 9. Two receivers left, one right, wing right, pistol formation. McNeil looks to throw over the middle, and the pass is penalty marker on the play. It was intended for Leyendecker. It looked like Leyendecker kind of got climbed up on by the defensive back. That was Isaiah Brewer. The marker came out, and it will be pass interference on the Patriots. I'm assuming the pass was incomplete. So we'll have a discussion on walking this one off. Now we have a timeout. Douglas. 6:17 to go, third quarter here on Up 34-7. Pace of the game is slowed down. We'll take a timeout, 30 on Dakota Sports.
On the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Penalty is on Douglas, gives Huron a first down. It'll be first and 10 for Huron from the Douglas 12-yard line. For Douglas, that's their third penalty, 25 yards. And Huron has first down. I think it'll be quite a 15-yard penalty, though. First and 10 at the 12 for Huron. Landon Hulse might be in at the pistol back now, replacing Condell on first and 10. McNeil looks left, looking, going to throw that far corner. Pass is complete. Touchdown, Huron. C.J. Ganey with the 12-yard touchdown catch. And Huron extends the lead now to 40-7 with the extra point on the way. So you're on two possessions, two scores on touchdown passes by Colton McNeil, one to Bubba Peterson, the other to Ganey, and Kleinsaucer will kick the extra point. Snap is high, the kick is up, and it is good. Here on 41, Douglas 7, 6:10 to go, third quarter, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We are back here in Box Elder. Huron has extended the lead now to 41-7 over Douglas. They'll kick off to the Patriots again. Two touchdowns on two possessions here in the third quarter. As Huron putting distance now between the two teams. Kleinsaucer will kick. Koper is back deep to receive. Kleinsaucer got a touchback, put it into the end zone, his last kickoff. He's going to go a squib kick this time. One of the up guys bobbles it at about the 23, now picks it up, and going to be tackled at about the 30-yard line as Tigers had plenty of guys in there defensively. Making the tackle was Mason Juergens on special teams. And Douglas will have the ball, first and 10. From the 30-yard line, this is where Douglas will take over. Douglas has three first downs in the game. They did get the touchdown on the long pass. Wing right, pistol eye, and a bad snap. It goes way behind the quarterback, and he's going to be taken down by Ethan Olson. Ethan was on top of that one, but a bad snap, and Russell just able to get on top of it. But a big loss on the play for Douglas back to the 18-yard line. That's a loss of 12, and that does not help the rushing total for Douglas at all. It's going to be second and 22 at the 18-yard line for the Patriots. Again, just a bad snap went over the head of Russell. So second and long Here comes the rush up the middle and throw deep, and it's intercepted by Juergens. Juergens stepped right in front. There's a flag that came in right at the end of the play. Check that out. I would think it came post-possession just the way the flag came out, but Juergens with the pick would be the third turnover of the game by the Huron Tigers secondary, but let's check the penalty marker first. And well, looks like it was on Douglas, so Huron, what are we doing? Yep, Huron has the ball, so a pick there by Juergens, and Huron gets the ball right back in great field position with 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. We'll be first and 10 at the Douglas 18. Hand off up the middle, big run for the running back. Holst, he'll hit the corner. Touchdown! Landon Holst now in at running back, and he takes it in from 18 yards, joins the fun. And Huron goes up 47-7 with 5:16 to go here in the third quarter. Extra point time for Huron. Kleinsasser on the boot again as we're down to 5:16 to go. It's been a very slow third quarter. Snap is there. The kick is up, and it is good. Huron 48, Douglas 7, 5:16 to go, third quarter. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, Huron Tigers rolling now. They've scored three touchdowns on three possessions here in the second half. That last one, Mason Juergens, the sophomore, with the interception, and then Landon Hulse, the sophomore, with the touchdown run. 48-7. Huron Tigers, as Kleinsasser again will kick off. Does a high end over in now. Coper will grab it at about the 6-yard line. He's straight up the middle and gets submarined. Nice open field tackle down the field by the Tigers. And I'm not seeing the number for the Tigers for sure. Might have been the sophomore Gunnar Harris. It looked like 26 from here. And Douglas will have the ball first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Well, Douglas, a punt and an interception for their two possessions here so far in the second half. First and 10 for the Patriots from the 25. They're in the pistol once again. Russell, delay handoff coming to the near side, and just not much there as the Tiger run defense has been stout tonight. Bubba Peterson on the stop for the Tigers. Loss of about four on the play. It'll be second down and 14. Ball is back to the 21-yard line for the Douglas Patriots. Pistol formation, slots left and right. Russell to pass. Throws it short, and just going to be a short gain. Nice tackle there in the open field, far sideline. Connor Johnson, I believe, or Hunter Finsky, one of the two got over there. Just a gain of three or four on the play. And it's going to be third and 11 for Douglas. Ball at the 24-yard line, third and 11 for the Patriots. We're inside of 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here comes the blitz by Huron again. Russell rolls away from it, looking, going to throw long near sideline, and the ball tipped away. Well defended by Moding, and that had a chance. They're trying to go to that big receiver again, Marcus Woods. He's 6'3", and he's very rangy. He was the one who caught the long touchdown in the first quarter. That had a chance, but a nice defensive play by Gavin Moding. And Douglas will ring the punt unit in here on fourth down. 3:20 to go, third quarter, and here on In Control, up 48-7. Here on Off the Pier next week. Then the final two games of the season at home, Mitchell and Yankton for the regular season. Punt formation again for Douglas. Snap is there. Huron doesn't even go after it. A line drive kick going to bounce. Gainey lets it roll, and he's just going to let it go, and it will stop at about the 33-yard line, and that's where the Huron Tigers will take over with 2:49 to go in the third quarter. And again, Huron up comfortably 48-7. Just checking my field chart here, I believe this will be the worst starting field position of the game for Huron. Just looking down, they did start one possession at their own 19. This is the second worst starting field position at the 33. First and 10, and the handoff straight up the middle. I believe that's Hulst again. Spins. He's going to get up to the 39. And it'll be a gain of close to 6 on the play, second and 4. Two and a half minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here on up, 48-7, a score I've repeated several times. Two receivers left, one right, shotgun. And keep it on the ground again. Hulst up the middle and just a couple of yards as middle of that line for the Patriots was ready to go on that one. Hulst will get a couple, make it third and 2 for Huron. Ball at the 41-yard line. Actually about third and 1. Ball just between the 41 and 42-yard line. As we'll see a little more clock management from the Tigers here moving forward. And taking a wide left as Hulst turns the corner. He's got the first down past the 45 up to the 48. He was tackled by number 88, who is not listed on the roster for Douglas, but that will be a first down for Landon Hulst and the Huron Tigers up to the 46, gain of 5 on the play for the sophomore. 12th first down of the game for Huron. 7 in the first half, 5 so far in the second half. Minute 10 or minute 11. Why is the clock stopped? There it goes. Minute 7. Now the timeout by Douglas again. A defensive timeout. It was just a simple first and 10 for Huron, but a timeout Douglas. I think they only have one remaining. We'll take a break of 30 here on Dakota Sports.
In 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
First and 10 for Huron. They have the ball at their own 46-yard line, up comfortably 48-7. Was tied at 7 at the end of the first quarter, but then Huron 20 points in the second quarter and been in control since then. First and 10 from the 46, slot right, one receiver left. McNeil, bad snap. McNeil trying to get back to it. He's got a lineman going after it, and who got it? I believe McNeil did. But he's going to be all the way back inside. Well, they spotted at the 33-yard line, but that's a loss of 13. And tough break for Colton McNeil as that goes on his rushing yardage. Second and 23 for Huron from the 33-yard line. Probably one more play here in the third quarter, as long as play doesn't get stopped for any reason. As we're inside of 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Shotgun for McNeil. And he'll keep it himself up the middle. Comes right, 35, 40. And then, ooh, boy, did he get belted right at the 40-yard line. Good form tackle there by Douglas. That was Isaiah Brewer, and that should probably end the third quarter. Gain of 7 on the play for McNeil. We'll head to the fourth here on In Control, up 48-7. Timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
New era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back in Box Elder will be 3rd and 16 for Huron from their own 40-yard line. Huron's been keeping it on the ground here since opening up the big lead. We'll see if they go to the air here. McNeil's still in at quarterback, it looks like. 3rd and 16, short drop, and the throw incomplete on that far sideline. Might have been Bubba Peterson out there. In any case, incomplete. 4th down, and Huron will bring the punt unit in. This will be the first punt of the game for the Huron Tigers. 4th and 16 from the 40. Back deep to receive for Douglas is Marcus Woods. So Kobe Hofer, here's first chance to put the toe to the ball. Douglas had one too many guys on the field, but he got off. Snap is there, and the punt high, a little short. Fair catch by Woods, but it'll bounce, take a Huron roll, and then just drop dead right at the 25-yard line. So Douglas will take over, first and 10 at their own 25 with 11:04 to go in the game. Huron 48, Douglas 7. So from the 25-yard line, Patriots, see if they can get something going there. Is quarterback Aiden Russell, he's kind of doing some sort of dance move there going into the huddle. First and 10 at the 25-yard line, and they stay in that pistol formation on the first and 10. Huron has some reserves in on defense. Pass is incomplete, coming to the near sideline as Hulst was there defensively and against Kaysen Tibbetts. Incomplete, second down and 10 from the 25-yard line. Again, you're on getting some different kids in the game. Holden Haig just came out as getting some of the JV players a chance to play here as we still have almost a full quarter to go. And now we have an official's time. Oh, we got an injured Patriot here near sideline. I didn't even see him because he was kind of in front of the team. Official's timeout. Injury for the Patriots. 10:34 to go in the game. Here on up, 48-7. Timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We are back in Box Elder. The injured Douglas player just got up on his feet. Tegan Carter, a sophomore, walks off under his own power. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Final, Mitchell defeated Spearfish. First win of the season for the Colonels. They defeat Spearfish 35-28. Watertown leads Aberdeen 16-14 with 4 minutes to go in the game. In the third quarter, Brandon Valley leads Pier 28-7. T area into the third quarter leads Sturgis 19-7. Yankton up 41-0 on Brookings. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Russell to pass. He's being chased. He's going to run it up the middle of the field. Flag behind the play. Russell going to be right at and probably get the first down, but a penalty marker way back came out behind the play. For now, it looks like Russell would have the first down up to the 35-yard line. But it is a hold on Douglas. Fourth penalty on Douglas for 45 yards. And it'll be second down and 20 for Douglas. Well, it would have been the best run of the night for Douglas had that counted. Ball spotted back to the 15-yard line, and it's second and 20 for Douglas deep on their end of the field. Two receivers right, one left. They stay in that pistol formation as they had. Russell's trying to get a receiver to the other side of the field. Little mix-up in the formation here now for Douglas. Now everybody's in their spot and going to throw the bubble screen to the far side. Pass is complete and not much there, though. Woods didn't want to go down, or it's not Woods. Fisher with the catch, and they're far into the field. And again, I just can't see the Tiger numbers through this glass. And Jackson Reno, the Jackson Reno, I think, got the catch on the play, or the tackle on the play, excuse me. And that will set up a third and 17 for Douglas. Russell to pass. He's under pressure. Gets away from it. Going to throw to the near sideline. And it's tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by the Tigers on the tip drill. Grabbing it for Huron was Bryson Pimentel. Well, another pick. That is the fourth pick of the night for the Huron Tigers. They'll have it in good field position at the 38-yard line. We have an injured Douglas player as well. 8:30 to go in the game. Huron up 48-7. So Huron's defense has come to play tonight. Two interceptions by Moding. Of course, I didn't write down who got the third one, and then Pimentel just got that one. Oh, it was Juergens that got the third interception. There you go. So injury on the field for Douglas again. Huron will have the ball first and 10 at the Douglas 38. We'll take a break here of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
The injured Patriot was Isaiah Brewer. He is able to walk off. It'll be first and 10 for Huron, and I believe Mason Juergens will now be running the offense for Huron, and Huron will have the ball at the Douglas 38, first and 10. Here comes motion. That's Sherson, and they wanted to do the jet sweep. They end up flipping it to him. It ends up being a shovel pass, basically, and Sherson yards after the contact, and he'll maybe get the ball up. Basically back to the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure if I should call that a pass or a shovel pass or just a flip. They wanted to do the shovel pass to Sherson, but the high snap kind of messed it up. I'm going to go with a rush for Sherson. No gain, second down and 10 from the 38-yard line. Late in the game here now, 7.5 minutes to go. Tigers up comfortably. Here comes motion again. Low snap, and they'll give it to the motion man coming from the far side, turning the corner to the 30, and going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 26. Nice run on the jet sweep for Huron, Sean Messamore. And, or is that Peyton Bischoff? Oh, it was Peyton Bischoff, excuse me. Peyton Bischoff with the carry. 11 or 14, I know I was close. Bischoff going to get about 13 yards on the play, up to the 25. And a first down for Huron. Getting everybody, getting as many kids in as possible, a chance to play here. First and 10 now with the pistol for Mason Juergens. Hand off. No, Juergens going to keep it. Turn the corner. 25. Gets runs into his own blocker, and he'll get wrestled down at about the 22. Ran into his blocker there when he was trying to move upfield. Juergens will get about three. We'll call it four on the play. Second down and six. And my stat sheet is rapidly becoming a big mess here now as I'm running out of slots for rushing attempts. We're nearing the middle point here of the fourth quarter. Huron in control, up 48-7. JV offense for the most part on the field now. Bischoff is wide left. We got Trips right. Olson is the back. Juergens going to pitch it out to that far sideline. Incomplete, and the receiver over there thought, well, that might be a backwards pass, so I better get on top of it. Incomplete. It'll be third and six for Huron from the 21-yard line. Clocks. Nope. We're in the running clock, so the clock is running, even though an incomplete pass. 5:37 to go in the game. Huron on their way to the win. Will even their record out in 3-3. They got another road trip out to Pierre next Friday night. Another game on grass, and then back-to-back games at home to close out the regular season. Mitchell and Yankton. Third down and a bad snap. Juergens chasing it. He'll pick it up all the way back to the 40. Now he's going to go upfield and still on his feet. He'll get back just about to the original line of scrimmage. He'll lose four on the play. That's a couple of snap issues we've had with the JV team. Loss of four. It's going to be fourth and 10, maybe fourth and 11 for the Tigers from the 25-yard line. Inside of 5 minutes to go in the game. So it'll be a fun road trip home for the Huron Tigers. I will say personally, happy birthday to me. Always good to have a win on the birthday when I have a Tigers game. Yes, it is my birthday. Fourth and 11. Huron will just go for it here from this position of the field. Again, a high snap and the handoff, I believe, to Sherson, kind of coming back across the grain. No, that's Olson, and he's going to get some yardage out of it. But not enough for the first down. Huron will give it up on downs. Olson, though, does get about 4 or 5 yards on the play. But the ball will turn over on downs to Douglas with 4:17 to go in the game. We'll see what Douglas chooses to do on offense if they're going to try and run the ball here. Of course, the clock's going to keep rolling either way. In fact, now they wind the clock. Well, the official wound the clock. The first and 10 from the 21-yard line. And the clock is rolling now as it'll be first and 10 for the Douglas Patriots at their own 21-yard line. They stay in the pistol here and first and 10 and big run off the left side and then going to be swung back. Gain of about 4 or 5 on the play. Looked like that was Kaysen Tibbetts. Might have been Messamore on the stop for the Huron Tigers. Gain of 4 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 6. Coming up on 9 o'clock. I almost said the mountain time. Coming up on 9 o'clock. This is KIJV AM/FM Huron. 2nd and 6 for Douglas. And again, handoff straight up the middle. No, they're moving the pile forward. Nope, they aren't. Tackle made right back at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Ethan Olson on the stop defensively for the Tigers. No gain on the play, and it'll be third down and six from the 20 for the Douglas, or the 25 for the Douglas Patriots. Inside of 3 minutes to go in the game here on 48, Douglas 7. Douglas, a tight formation. They do have one receiver split out wide left. Pistol eye, and they're going to throw the ball. The pass is complete. Little juke there, and they will get the first down. All the way up to the 35-yard line. Tackle made by Hulst for the Huron Tigers. For the gain up to the 35-yard line, that's a gain of 15 and a first and 10 for Douglas. First down of the second half for Douglas, according to my stat sheet. They'll have it first and 10 at the 35-yard line. Pistol formation again. And handoff straight up the middle, and not much going there. Nice wrap up there as Tibbetts going off to the left side, and a couple of Huron tacklers got in there. Nolan Staley, I believe, on the stop for the Tigers. I think that was number 53, though. I think that was Almahea Garcia on the stop. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10 for Douglas from their own 35-yard line. Probably just a couple snaps left in the game now as we're inside of a minute and a half to go. You're on crowding the line, and just keeping the ball is Russell, and he's going to be dropped for a loss back at the 31-yard line. That'll be a loss of four. On the stop was Oakley Anderson for the Tigers. That'll make a third and about 15 for Douglas back at their own 30-yard line as we're inside of a minute to go. Again, Tigers will move to 3-3 on the season. Douglas will drop to 1-5. Pistol formation for the Patriots. Russell will look to pass. He's under pressure, gets away, still looking, and now will, well, still gets away from the tackle, still on his feet, finally gets hit at about the 30. Long play to get maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Hulst was there defensively for the Tigers. And that's going to make it fourth down, and I don't think Douglas has to snap the ball again if they choose not to as the clock rolls. 16 seconds to go. Fourth down, looks like they want to get one more snap off here. So we're inside of 10 seconds to go. Be fourth and long, and Russell DePass going to throw down the middle of the field and knocked away as time runs out. Nice play, Sean Messamore, to knock the ball away from his cornerback position, and we go final. Here on Tigers 48, Douglas 7. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is coming up. 2 minute break on Dakota Sports.
The Right Home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we are back here in Box Elder. Huron Tigers pull away in the final three quarters, defeat the Douglas Patriots 48-7. Huron now 3-3 on the season. Douglas now 1-5. We'll give you the rundown of the scoring. Huron got on the board first, less than 3 minutes into the game. First off, the defense forced a three and out. That was the story of the night. Then on a trick play, it was a reverse jet sweep to Gavin Moding, who flipped it, coming the other way to C.J. Ganey, who then threw it to quarterback Colt McNeil for a 20-yard touchdown. Huron was up 7-0. Then Huron had a couple of possessions there in the first and early second quarter that they were in position, failed to score. Douglas got on the board right before the end of the first quarter. Might have even been a tip pass, but it was a 78-yard touchdown pass from Aiden Russell to Marcus Woods. They had the extra point, 7-7 at the end of the first quarter. But then Huron opened up the space in the second quarter. Cashin Caudill had a 76-yard run less than 3 minutes into the second quarter, made it 14-7. McNeil ran it in from 2 yards out, missed the extra point, 20-7. Then Moding, a 32-yard touchdown pass from McNeil. Kleinsasseter extra point, 27-7 at halftime. Then Huron, three back-to-back-to-back scores. Bubba Peterson, a 1-yard touchdown pass from McNeil. Kleinsasseter the extra point. C.J. Ganey, a 12-yard touchdown pass from McNeil. And 41-7 after the extra point. Then Landon Hulse, the final a score of the game, an 18-yard touchdown run the third quarter, and 48-7. No scoring in the fourth quarter as the Tigers complete the 48-7 win. So good. You know, they had a couple of mistakes there early in the game. That long pass where we kind of bit on trying to tip the ball away, only to see the Douglas receiver get it off the tip and head down the field. And then we did have an interception when we had a chance to maybe put points on the board as well. But other than that, once we got into the second quarter, seemed like we started to get things under control, and the Tigers rolled to the victory here tonight, 48-7. And again, Huron now at 3-3 on the season. We still have a lot to come here on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. We'll pick our first National Bank player of the game. We'll visit with Coach Drew Strand about this win here tonight. All that more coming up as we continue. 2 minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
The Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 crew cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 crew cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. New name, same great service.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we're back in Box Elder here on Tigers. Defeat Douglas tonight, 48-7. Let's run down more of the stats, individual stats. Great night for the Huron Tiger defense. I had Douglas minus 33 yards rushing. Talon Rice, one carry for minus 15. Steven Coper had eight carries for minus 12. Kaysen Tibbetts had seven carries for 16 yards. Aiden Russell had four carries for minus 10. Passing the ball, Douglas went 8 of 17 for 150 yards. But when you look at it, 115 of those yards came on those two plays. Other than that, they just couldn't get much of anything going on offense as the Tiger defense held Douglas. I have them for just four first downs in the game. For Huron, 291 yards rushing, 120 yards passing. Running the ball, Colt McNeil, seven carries for 26 yards. Of course, he had a big loss there and a bad snap, or that'd look a little better. Landon Hulst, four carries for 31 yards. He had a touchdown, as did McNeil. Cashin Condell, 16 carries, 198 yards. He had the long touchdown to give Huron the lead that they didn't look back on. Peyton Bischoff, one carry for 13 yards. Mason Juergens had two carries for 2 yards. Gavin Moding had two carries for 16 yards. Hayden Sherson, one carry for no yards. Ethan Olson, one carry for 5 yards. Throwing the ball, and this is a mess because we had three different guys pass the ball. C.J. Ganey was 1 for 1, 20 yards and a touchdown. Colt McNeil, I think I got this right, 9 of 14 for 120 yards and three touchdowns, actually. And then Mason Juergens was 0 for 1 passing the ball tonight. Did I say that right? I think I did. 13 first downs in the game for the Huron Tigers. I have not figured out the time of possession in the second half because that just turned out to be pretty much a mess. So overall, Huron, a big win here tonight. Needed this one after a tough game last week at Aberdeen. Huron wins it 48-7. Still waiting for Coach Strand to come up. We'll take another timeout of 2 minutes back here to Douglas on Dakota Sports.
This review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And we're back here in Box Elder. Huron Tigers pick up a 48-7 win over the Douglas Patriots tonight. Drew Strand, head coach, joins us here. And coach, took a little while to get going. Kind of saw that old thing about not finishing off drives. But it's like once we got the second quarter, Cashin broke that big run, and then we kind of took control from there.
Yep. I mean, we settled down a little bit in there and finally settled in and kept moving. And, you know, it took us a while to get going and just kind of kept doing our own thing. And then we kind of locked in and kind of all bought in. We started to move the ball there, and Cashin did a fantastic job of, you know, just making plays happen to get us going until we all figured out that we could all do it. So it was a great job by him getting us rolling.
Well, we got off right away on the trick play there. I think it was our second snap. And I don't know if it really went the way it was drawn out, but the end result was the touchdown, and the play went the way it was supposed to, just didn't get started right.
Yep. I mean, we came off with a bad snap there, but, you know, in the end, we made it work out and it happened to work out for us. And you know, it's just good to just give these guys some boost and get some mental game going right away in the game, and it was nice to be able to do that right away.
You know, and that was the thing, taking control of the game there in the second quarter, Gavin Moding, a couple of interceptions, and I thought the defense just had a great night. Here's the stats I have, and I think they're pretty good anyway. Minus 33 yards rushing, then they had 150 yards passing, but when you look at that, too, most of that came on those two plays, the touchdown where we missed the tip and then the fake punt. So defense did their job and then some.
Yep, I mean, defense usually comes out. They have been all season where they've been doing a fantastic job, and our offense was able to kind of move the ball there and finish our drives off. So it just helps out our defense and gives them more of a boost. So it is the same guys playing both ways for the most part. So, you know, when our offense can punch it in and kind of upslift those guys that are going back out there on defense and kind of, you know, helps them out a little more than like we did last week where we just didn't finish our drives and it was the same guys having to go out there to try to get another stop. So it was a fantastic job on our guys tonight just finishing those drives out and getting touchdowns.
You know, four interceptions, I said two from Gavin Moding, and he is our first National Bank player of the game. Caught a touchdown pass as well. Mason Juergens had one, then got one off the JV squad too. But, you know, Mason Juergens, he's just looking a little more comfortable each week now since you put him back there on defense.
Yep, he's done a fantastic job back there on defense. And you know, it's nice when they start feeling themselves out and they start playing faster. And he played a lot faster tonight and got more comfortable. So hopefully that'll lead into the next week here. And Gavin did a fantastic job back there with two interceptions. I thought he was going to get a third one there at the one point. But, you know, he's just doing a good job. He's running around on offense, too. We got him doing a lot of things like our jet sweep game and blocking on our perimeter runs and passing. So he just did a fantastic job tonight for us on both sides of the ball.
And just a lot of great things on defense. We had four sacks all in the first half, two of them from Colby Hofer. And sounds like you have permission to unleash Colby for anything you want to do with him now after his summer injury.
Yep, I mean, he looked really good tonight. We even tried to give him the ball there on offense once. It got called back. So, you know, he's just a guy that, you know, he's a good leader on our team. He does exactly what we want him doing, exactly what's asked, and he gives it his all. So, you know, if there's one guy on the team that leads by example, definitely be Colby Hofer. Sitting in there and just taking blows here and there. And, you know, he gets banged up in the middle there at linebacker, but he keeps on coming and keeps on pushing just like Hag does too as well.
So now next week we go out to Pierre. Last I checked, they were behind Brandon Valley. So if that stands, they'll probably be a little feisty about that. But, you know, the Pierre, they're good for a reason, and we don't back down from any challenge.
Yeah, I mean, offensively they run their stuff, and they run it really well. And so, you know, it's definitely going to be an uphill battle, but I think our guys are willing to accept the challenge. And, you know, for us and our team, we're just trying to, you know, be the best that we can be and try to be perfect, you know, in our own way and the way we do things. So we just got to lock in and we got to come out against Pierre. And, you know, we got to be in our own perfect and what we think is perfect for us. And, you know, we said that at the end of the year to beat these good teams like the Watertown Aberdeens that we haven't got. You know, if you look at those games, we haven't been our perfect self. And so we got to really lock it in this week and just go into Pierre and you know, just play our own game and not be intimidated by, you know, their years of success. You know, there's a reason why they have the years of success, but our guys just got to keep going after it.
And finally, this is a game we needed. I don't know how much you focused the kids on that, but we needed it. And after that first quarter, you know, you felt a little, you know, you want to give a team like Douglas momentum, but boy, just take control of the game. The second quarter, kids did what they needed to do.
Yep, they definitely got momentum there a little bit. And, you know, we came back and responded well. And, you know, our guys did a fantastic job. We just got to go off of that and just continue to get better as we do, as we move through. Because, you know, these last 3 weeks that we got coming up are going to be pretty tough. And we got to be locked in and ready to roll for whoever comes our way.
Drew Strand, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers win tonight 48-7. We'll take a final timeout, 1 minute, and wrap it up here on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer.